It's been a fun time for Father Chester and I over in the rectory lately because the NBA playoffs are going on. And we have four teams that are left, and all four teams have what they call a big three. So whether it's the Spurs and Duncan and Park and Ginobili, or the Thunder and Durant and Westbrook and Harden, they're all big three, and they're talking about it a lot during the basketball season. I think what's cool is that today we celebrate the Trinity. The fact that the greatest big three that there's ever been, we celebrate that today. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. That which we were all baptized in, that which we come into the church every week, we sign ourselves in the name of the Trinity, because our God truly is a big God. During my time in seminary, my least favorite class, the whole time I was there, was a class called The Doctrine of God. The Trinity is so big that we need an entire semester just to break down how we can understand that God is one and three at the same time. And it was a sort of a mind-swimming class because every day in class we'd look at different writings, different readings. How do we understand that God is one and three at the same time? How can we understand that God is God and God is Father, Son, and Spirit all at the same time? And so my biggest summary of the class, and I'll just give you a little snapshot of what I learned from Doctrine of God, is that the Trinity is one and three because God said so. And if God said so, then it must be true. We celebrate the fact that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in our church, we are so blessed to have that image of the Holy Trinity. That God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working together to shine His love into the world. What's so important about the Trinity is that it teaches us how to be in a relationship. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work perfectly together. They work in harmony, loving each other, sharing love, allowing the Spirit to work between them. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together in perfect harmony because God is one in three. And when we look at the image of the Trinity, it's a reminder to us that in our lives, we are to seek out harmonious relationships. We are all in relationship of some sort, whether it's with our families, whether it's with our friends. Those of you who just got out of school, you're probably thinking, all right, I'm never going to have to see another person. I can sit in my room all day and play PlayStation. But you're going to be in relationship. Even if your summer just started, you're going to be in swim team. You'll be at summer camp. You'll have to interact with your brothers and sisters or your cousins when you meet with them on vacation. So we're always in relationship. And the Trinity reminds us that we are to open up our hearts and our love and our lives so that the Spirit of the Lord can work through us, that we can learn from the image of the Holy Trinity to share what we have, to share totally the gift of love that God has for each of us. Now, recently, the Catholic Church has been under an attack in a relationship that is not bringing harmony, and that's the HHS mandate, which has been a problem in the relationship between the U.S. government and the Catholic Church. And the whole reason that's been a problem is because the government is trying to impose its mandate and how faiths are to conduct themselves. Now, we've been praying, and the bishops have asked us to pray that that may not continue. We will have a fortnight of freedom across the United States called for by our bishops. There's more information in the bulletin today, and there will be more information to come. We pray for religious freedom. We pray that the relationship between church and state may be a harmonious one. The other reason that the HH mandate is problematic is because it does not allow couples, it does not allow families to be in a harmonious relationship of love. It also is a problem in the relationship between the Catholic Church and her teachings and her people, because over 90% of some Catholics in studies have said at some point they've used artificial birth control. Now, the reason that the Catholic Church is getting upset at the HHS mandate is not just because it infringes on our religious liberties, but because it's wrong. It's intrinsically wrong. To artificially have some sort of birth control is not what the Church has taught. 45 years ago, Humanae Vitae, Pope Paul VI was very clear that birth control is not to be allowed. And the reason for that is because marriage, the love between husband and wife, reflects the love, the total, full sharing of the Trinity. That husband and wife fully give themselves to each other in love. And by introducing some sort of artificial contraception, it goes against the harmony of that love. It goes against God's plan. Now, some people say, well, that's great, Father, but what else can we do? We can't afford to have more kids. Something might happen if I get pregnant. What are we supposed to do? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Next weekend, we're going to offer a class called Natural Family Planning. Natural Family Planning is what the Catholic Church teaches to say, look, stay away from artificial contraception. Use natural family planning. Use the way that God has created you as man and woman to understand the cycle, to understand how you can give your love to each other, how you can share in that relationship that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit continually give to themselves. I'd ask you to consider attending that natural family planning class. It starts June the 10th. There'll be another class in July and one in August. There's more information in the bulletin. And I promise you that if you consider this way to share your love as family, it's going to help you. It's going to help you as couples. Natural family planning, if used correctly, has as high of a success rate as any other artificial contraception that's out there. And not only that, some circles say that natural family planning is the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. It's unfortunate that it's a secret because we should know about it. We should learn about it to learn how God has made us. Natural family planning also has about a 2% divorce rate. So couples who use natural family planning regularly, they're a lot less likely to get divorced. And the reason for that is pretty simple, because it teaches couples how to be in relationship in the model of the Trinity, as husband and wives gives their lives and their love to each other completely and fully. I also get a little amused when people say, well, gee whiz, Father, how is a celibate priest supposed to tell us that for 4 to 6 days we are supposed to abstain and be chaste in our marriage? Well, hello, I live my whole life in abstinence and chastity. It's a place for me to say, look, it can be done. You're not going to die if for 4 to 6 days out of the whole month you abstain and live charity and live chastely and to give your lives and your love intimately. I challenge you to find somebody that's excited or as joyful as I am. And society would say, that's crazy. He's a celibate. He lives a life of chastity. How is that possible? It's possible because I live my life in a way that models the Trinity, to give my entire life, my entire service to the people of God. So my friends, I ask you, if you are using artificial birth control, I ask you to consider to stop. Not just because I'm trying to be mean or say, hey, look, this is what the Catholic Church is teaching. I say it out of love for you. And in my 3 years at St. Martha's, if you haven't figured out that I really deeply love you, and I'm sorry, but I say this out of love. Please try to follow in that model of the Trinity. Try to follow what God's asking you to do, to live your lives as husband and wives, to give your love and your life to each other fully and totally, because that's what you promised when you stood before the Lord on the day of your marriage and you said, everything I have, I give to you. I promise to love and honor you every day of my life. That incorporates every aspect of your lives and your love and your relationship. So as we celebrate today the gift of the Trinity, we celebrate the fact that we are people in relationship. And we ask the Lord to help us to be in a full, total, committed, loving relationship in whatever vocation God calls us to, whether it's married, whether it's single life, whether God's calling you to the priesthood or religious life. We all have got to find ways that we can allow the Spirit of the Trinity, the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to come into our lives. So as we come together today to celebrate this wonderful gift of the Eucharist, of the total gift of our Lord to each and every one of us, we ask Him to help us to be filled with that loving relationship that comes about in the relationship of the Trinity, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.